Kia ora koutou and welcome to our time of evening prayer. Let us worship the Lord together. Etafana, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen, amen. My friends, let us pray. Let us be at peace within ourselves. Let us accept that we are profoundly loved and need never be afraid. Let us be aware of the source of being that is common to us all and to all living creatures. My brothers and sisters, let us be filled with the presence of the great compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Realizing that we are all nourished from the same source of life, may we live so that others are not deprived of air, food, water, shelter, or the chance to live. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be a cause of suffering to one another. With humility, let us pray for the establishment of peace in our hearts and on the earth. May God kindle in us the fire of love, to bring us alive and give warmth to the world. Holy God, we pray that during this time of trial, we may find ourselves more deeply in you. Increase and strengthen our faith through the small joys of our world and through our fellowship with one another. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The poem I've chosen tonight is by the American poet Mary Oliver. One of the things I love best about her poetry is the way she draws our attention to the sacredness of the small, ordinary things of the world. Today, though, I've chosen a poem with a different theme. So here it is. Our poem for Saturday evening is Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. When we lived in Vermont for a short time, one of the things we loved was watching the geese gathering to fly away for the winter. They would all gather in a nearby paddock, making the most incredible amount of noise. I imagine them being like children and squabbling, you know, I don't want to fly with him. He was mean to me last time, or I want to fly with her. And then in small groups, they would lift up into formation and head out to warmer climes, calling encouragement to one another as they flew ahead. And I'd stand and watch them as they flew above me, just marveling in their beauty, but also thinking about how every single one of them was essential to the group's formation and therefore utterly important to the work of getting the whole group home. This is, I think, a poem about connection. One of my other favourite lines from poetry is from Tennyson, "I am a part of all that I have met." But even that doesn't quite capture what Mary Oliver does here. The way we all have a place in the family of things. We are all, each of us, vital to getting everyone safely home. We can think of that in terms of our current situation, that whether we are an essential worker or struggling with Zoom meetings while we work from home, or building a deck, or gardening, or looking after children, or walking the dog, or praying, or sitting by the fire reading, whether we are in a bubble of six or a bubble of one, we are all engaged in the work of God, the holy work of getting us all home. We can think about this in terms of the work of the church as well. We all have a place in the family of things. We are all a vital part of doing the work of heaven on earth, and all vital to the salvation of each other through the way we support and love one another. So one of the things I'd like us to pray about in the coming week is this. What is God offering to our imagination right now? What are the possibilities that are calling to us right now as a church? And I think to answer this question, we need to think about some other questions. So to what extent have we made everyone in our church know deeply that they have a place in the family of things, in the family of our church? And what are the harsh calls? In what ways is God challenging us about our normal ways of doing church, of caring for one another and being whānau? And one of the ways we might think about this is, to what extent have we as a church invited people to share their dark times? How might we support and nurture our church family members when they are experiencing Good Friday feelings of depression or anger, disappointment or loneliness? Have we tended to try and rush them towards Easter Sunday more out of our own comfort than theirs? And what are the new exciting calls to our imagination that have arisen from this world crisis? What new ways of being church are we being invited into? How might we as a family love one another and be that love in the world? How might we bring others to know the love of God? How might we bring them home? And so tonight we pray for the church throughout the world. May we be a beacon on a hill. In these dark times when so much of the world is broken by division and doubt, Lord, may we pour out love and acceptance, mercy and truth. Lord, we pray that through your strength, we may comfort the grieving, the suffering, and those who feel alone. Lord, we pray that we, with you, may restore the brokenhearted. May we be salt and light to the world. And Lord, we, your church, repent of the times we have not lived the gospel as you would have us do. We pray for that you will heal division within the church throughout the world. We pray that we will embrace the differences between us and be joined together through our love for you. Lord, we are your people. Heal us of anything that keeps us apart. And Lord, as the world changes, we ask you to guide us in recognizing the ways in which we must remain steadfast and the ways we must change. We pray for church leaders everywhere that you will protect them from fear and that they may be open to your guidance. We pray especially tonight for the leaders of our own church, our pastors and elders, for your love to guide them as they discern the next steps for our church. Finally, Lord, we pray a blessing on everyone who is joining in prayer with us tonight. And I pray for you now that wherever you are and whatever your circumstances, you will know that you are a vital part of our family, that you are profoundly loved by the Lord of heaven and earth and by your church community, and need never be alone or afraid. I pray that you will know the peace that comes from knowing that you are home in him. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we pray, let nothing disturb the silence of this night, O Lord. Let nothing distract us from your presence in our lives. Lord, our hearts are restless until they find their place in you. You alone are our home. You alone suffice. Blessed be your name forever and ever. Amen. If you don't know Mary Oliver's poetry and have developed a taste for it this evening, I'd recommend that you Google her name and look for two particular poems, A Summer's Day and When Death Comes. They're both absolutely beautiful. And may you be blessed this night. And I look forward to gathering with you again tomorrow. God bless, my friends.